The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 29, Meeting with the Master. The teacher was so attractive that all women who came in contact with him immediately fell in love, although he didn't do anything specifically for this. On the contrary, he behaved aloof, keeping a distance. But his strength, brightness, majesty, and boundless knowledge created an aura around him that caused everyone to admire. And, of course, all women immediately wanted to become a priestess of the teacher. But it was not easy. They had to learn. Shaktis constantly flew as if they had wings, marveling at the wonderful changes in themselves. As Priestess Isis explained, "You live and learn from those you live with. If you connect to the great energy of the teacher, you become like him. And if you connect to the dirty, smelly energy of the scum, unworthy men, you become sick, poor, and miserable like the man you cast your lot with. Just like the princess in the Shrek cartoon." I was very doubtful of myself and thought that I would never be able to feel the energy, much less control it. But to my surprise, I found that I was doing all the Sampo exercises very well. It was not as difficult as I had thought. Everything was possible next to the sage. Isis once told me, "Roxana, this is a very auspicious lunar day for your personal meeting with the teacher. Today, you will have your first meeting with the master. He will come to you in the subtle plane, and you will have unbelievable contact. But to do this, we will go with you to a special place of power that will help in this spiritual practice." Early in the morning, Aliona and I went along the mountain road to Eastern Dagomis. I still could not quite believe that I would soon be able to touch the great sage, that I was really being given this opportunity, that the teacher considered me worthy. I was looking forward to it with an exciting and joyful anticipation. As we drove to the right place, I was overcome with thoughts of, "How will it be, I wonder? Can I do it right?" The waiting became more and more exciting. After the village of Baranovka, the mountain road began, and the massive jeep we were driving slowed down. Even from the car window, the scenery was spectacular. On one side, layered rocks stretched to the sky, and on the other, we could see a large cliff with a river flowing below it. I suddenly remembered my first time in the mountains, how we were shaking in an old bus along the serpentine road, and I called to the higher powers that we would not fall off the cliff so that nothing bad happened. It was funny to think of my old fears now. The mountains became almost a home for me. A place where I was energized, where my soul came to life and filled with bright feelings, joy, and love. We came to a stream that flowed into the river near a small, cozy bee farm. We descended the creek into the river bed and followed it straight upstream. The weather was quite warm, and the movement of the water gave us a pleasant feeling. Despite the fast pace, I had time to admire the magnificent nature on the mountains, enjoy the fresh air and the singing of daytime birds that hid in the crowns of trees growing on both sides of the stream. The leaves of beech and chestnut trees rustled, and there was a soothing murmur of water. Along the way, we stopped several times to swim in the sacred lakes and meditate at the picturesque waterfalls. After each such a stop, I felt a surge of strength, as if we had just started the journey. It seemed that I could walk endlessly without feeling tired. Each waterfall was special. Some were not very high. They calmly flowed along the stone slope, and their water fell down with a melodious iridescent murmur. The lakes at the bottom of these miniature waterfalls were also small. We could not swim in them, as the water usually barely covered our ankles. Other waterfalls were huge. The water in them fell noisily from a great height, splashing on the surface of the lake. One of these waterfalls, with a large lake, was waiting for us at the next sharp turn of the winding river. It was impossible not to stop and admire the scene. "How beautiful!" I exclaimed, tilting my head up to look at the place where the water was just beginning to fall from the huge cliff. "Yes, very beautiful," said Aliona with a smile, standing next to me and enjoying the natural beauty. "Look," she said, pointing to a large tree trunk that had sunk into the bottom of the lake. "How interesting! Shall we rest here or go on? Another big waterfall is waiting for us along the way." Isis chimed in. "I don't feel tired at all," I replied. "I want to meet the teacher as soon as possible, so I'm ready to go without stopping for at least a few days." Aliona laughed loudly. "Well, it doesn't take that long. We've almost come to the place of power." Skirting a giant, noisy waterfall with a large lake on the right, we went further along the bed of the mountain stream. It probably took no more than half an hour to get to the next waterfall with a lake, which I found extremely beautiful. Like the previous one, the waterfall was high and bubbling. The calm expanse of the lake was right in front of us. "This is where your meeting with the teacher will take place," said Isis, showing me a place under the waterfall closer to the source of the river. The noise of the waterfall here was slightly muted, which created a unique, charming atmosphere. When the priestess uttered these sacred words, I felt a joyful expectation filled me up. "Is this really going to happen very soon? Just a few weeks ago, I couldn't even dream of Tantra with the great sage. And now it's almost a reality. I sat in the lotus position and tuned in to the teacher. And wonderfully, I felt his presence. I said, Aum, and felt him physically, although he was there in the subtle plane. I set up an energy ring with him, giving him energy from my lower belly and receiving his sansa from Ajna. Sansa began to move intensely along this ring, and I felt like I was becoming one with the teacher. His love and the grace of God descended upon me. The waterfall roared nearby. The streams of clear, icy water rushed over the cliff in endless motion, filling the large lake. My eyes fell on its serene surface, which reflected the clouds floating in the clear blue sky. I lost myself in the teacher and realized that my childhood dream of becoming an astronaut had come true. I was in space. I had never felt such a blissful and happy state that I found in this meeting with the teacher in the subtle world. It was magical. The energy moved in my body, plunging me into ecstasy. I didn't know how much time had passed. It didn't matter. The sun was already beginning to set, sinking lower and lower, and its rays were curiously refracted as they passed through the falling water. Because of this, the water streams looked pink and orange, and the surface of the lake was emerald green. I was still blissful. I didn't want to get out of the state, and I had one desire, to always be with the great sage, to serve and help him in everything.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.